Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Memches, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis Amar Rav Huna. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunim Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Moshe Ben Naftali Menachem. So today's daf is one of the more yesoidistic and lumdisha dafin in Shas. It's going to discuss the sugya of Tolyu Vizovin Zvinei Zvini. And as we saw at the end of yesterday's daf, that really it began on the top of Mem Zayin Amud Beis with a memra that Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav Huna that related to Cheskes Habatim. So the theme of the last several dafin was the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph that discussed different people that cannot make a chazaka. Ha'umnin, v'hashutfin, v'harisin, v'aputropin, an ish b'nechsei ishtoy, an isha b'nechsei baila, a'ov b'nechsei aben, and a ben b'nechsei av. All these people are excluded from being able to make a cheskas gimel shanim. Stating that, Rav Huna said that if any one of the aforementioned would bring a raya, that this field that they claim is theirs, then mamidin sada b'yadam. The raya would obviously get them the field. So, for example, if they have a shtar that says that they bought the field, or if there are edim that come and say that the field was purchased by them, there's no question then that they would get the field. However, a gazlan, who also we saw in the sugyas is ein loy chazaka, if he would bring a raya, he would have a shtar, he would have edim that say that the field is his, ein mamidin sada b'yadai, the raya would not be a raya. Meaning, a gazlan is so removed from being able to establish that a field is his based on the ordinary rules and regulations of Choshen Mishpat, then not only can't he have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim, but even if he would have a Raya, he'd have a Shtar, Edom are being made that this field belongs to him, still the field would not be his. And the reason that we saw for this very big chiddush is because we're concerned that even if there are Edom that say that, yeah, this person, the Ma'ar, sold the field to the Gazlan, as the Gazlan claims, but maybe he didn't sell it because he wanted to sell it, but rather he sold it because he was afraid for his life. And it's for that reason he sold it. And if that were the case, then the mecher would not be a legitimate mecher. So if a gazlan can bring edim that he purchased the field, that in and of itself would still not be enough. And the reason is because we're concerned that maybe the mechira was not a legitimate mechira. Could be the mechira was not gomer umakni. He went through the motions. He made it look like he had actually sold it, but really he didn't mean to sell it. Either way, Rav Nachman said over this very big chiddush in the name of Rav Huna. Now we mentioned that the Rashbam spoke out throughout the course of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis that although Rav Huna said that a gazlan that has edim, he has a shtar that says that he purchased the field, ein rayasa raya, that's only true if the edim are not made that they saw money trade hands. If, however, the edim say that we witnessed the mechira, but we didn't just witness the mechira, we saw the gazlan actually write a check and pay for this field. Oh, if that happened, then already it's going to be different. Now, in the Gemara itself, it wasn't so muchach. The Gemara says, "Gazlan shehevi raya, ein rayasai raya, ve'ein mamidin sada b'yadai." It was the Rashbam's hoisafa. And the way the Rashbam knew to make this very, very not such subtle hoisafa is based on the first Gemara we're going to learn right now. It's because Rav Huna's shita is that toyu v'zovin zvinei zvinei. Rav Huna holds that if somebody sells something and he does it under duress, he does it at gunpoint, even though it's clear that he was doing this only because he was forced into doing it. But to the extent that he receives money for it in return, the halacha is zvinei zvinei. Now Rav Huna also says, as we're going to see in the course of the daf, that if somebody would be forced to give somebody a matana, but he doesn't get any consideration in return, then already the matana is not going to be a matana. But the point is, says the Rashbam, that being that shitas Rav Huna is in Shas, and really in our sugya, that toyu v'zavin zvinei zvinei, so it has to be that when Rav Nachman said, Amra li Huna, who's the same as Rav Huna, that a gazon shehevi raya, in rayasi raya, ve'im amidin sada b'yodai, it means dafka if the edim don't know that the gazon paid for it. Because if the gazon paid for it, even if this mechira was done under stress and under duress, it doesn't matter. Because Rav Huna's shita is toyu v'zavin zvini zvini. The teretz is the Edom didn't see money trade hands. If the Edom didn't see money trade hands, then maybe there was no money. If there was no money, then toyu v'yahiv. If somebody's forced to give a matana, if somebody's forced to be moida that something belongs to somebody else, but we never saw money trade hands, that already is not going to be a mechira. It's not considered a hoida. It's not considered a matana. It must be that that's what Rav Huna was referring to. Now, stating that, the Gemara brought that Rav Bibi, one of the Amayram, he was Messiah by Mishmeid Rav Nachman. He would say that Rav Nachman, who said over this halacha with Rav Huna, was Cholek with Rav Huna. And he took it a step further. He said that not only is it true that a Gazlan Chehevi Raya, Ein Rayasai Raya, in the event that the Edom don't know that money ever traded hands, but even if the Edom would have seen money trade hands, Rav Nachman himself held that Toyu of the Zavin loves Vine Zvini, and the fact that the Gazlan paid for it is going to be neither here nor there. Either way, we sort of are walking into the sugya through the back door. Really, the proper way to start the sugya is the way today's daf is going to begin, with Rav Huna's memra of Toyu of Azov and Zvine Zvini, stating that the first 5 minutes was a little bit of a recap of daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And on that note, Zokta Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Toyu of Azov and Zvine Zvini, if somebody was forced to sell something, the halacha is that zvini, it's considered a proper mechira. Now the truth is, the literal translation of the words toyu v'zavinar, if somebody was hung, literally, so somebody goes over to someone, he says, I want to buy this field. He says, I'm not looking to sell it. He says, you sure we could do this the easy way, or we can do this, you know, the way they do it in Brooklyn? We could do it the rough way. He takes him and he literally suspends him from the branch of a tree upside down. He was toyu v'zavin zvini zvini. Now, how do I know that Toyu is meant literally? Look at the Rashbam. Toyu v'zavim, misha tolu oisai, ay asula yisurim. Or they brought him to a basement and they did something else to him. But the Rashbam is bavarning that Toyu is lav dafka. Oh, but the taitch of Toyu is they literally hung him. The Gemara, in fact, we'll see this in tomorrow's daf, is going to tell a real life story, a maisa shahaya kachaya, where there was a Toyu v'zavim. It's pretty dramatic. But regardless, said Rav Huna, Toyu v'zavim, the halacha is, even though it was done bal karchach, even though it looks like there's an oinus going on over here, does not look like this person really wants to sell this item. It doesn't matter. Zvine zvini, says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Meaning this is a chiddush. You have to back up a chiddush like this. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because called the mazbin inish, anytime a person sells something, he loved to honestly have a mazbin. If he wasn't forced into selling it, he probably wouldn't sell it. Now the Gemara says every time a person sells something, he sells it because he's desperate. It's not really something he wants to do. He's doing it poshet because he has no choice. The Rashbam says that that's a little bit of a misnomer. It's not every time a person sells something, but most times a person sells something. So most times that a person sells something, he sells it poshet because he's under pressure, not necessarily because it's something that he wants to do. Now, v'afilu hachi, stating that zvini zvini, still the mechira is considered a mechira. So you see from there that just because mechira happened by oinus doesn't mean that the mechira is not chal. To the contrary, most mechiras are done with some level of oinus, and afilu hachi zvini zvini. So no, just because in this case the pressure is coming from an external place and somebody is literally being told you of his oven, that's not much different than every mechira. And every mechira involves some element of oinus. And afilu hachi the mechira is a mechira. So soter, it's going to be good. But the Gemara says there's an obvious distinction. V'dilma shani unza denafshe mi unza da'achrini. Maybe there's a difference between a person who doesn't really want to sell something, but he sat down and he made a cheshbon ha'nefesh and he realized that the fiscally responsible thing to do would be to sell this thing. I mean, that's different than if somebody puts a gun to your head and says, sell it or I'll kill you, right? So if somebody is selling machmas unsa denafshe, so there you can hear that at the end of the day, he's gomer makni. He has the proper gemira stas that he has to have. But if the pressure is coming mibachutz, maybe it's different. So the Gemara says, it can't be that the makarta of Huna's chiddush is so intuitive. Ella, we have to find some sort of source, says the Gemara. Maybe the Makar is like the Tanya from the following price. And this is classic Ben Benoishal classic. It says in the Torah, Yakriv Oisoi Lertsoinoi Lefnei Hashem. Where does it say it? Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel. So this is literally the third pasuk in Teiras Kayanim. Im oyle karbonoi min abakar, zachar tamay yakrivenu, a pesach ha-yomayit yakriv oisai, l'rtsoinoi lefnei Hashem. So the Gemara darshins from the word yakriv oisai, melamet shekoyfen oisai, that if somebody's chayv to bring a karbon oyle, we force him to bring the karbon oyle. Yachab al karcha, you would think that you literally force him. Tamaloi marit says l'rtsoinoi. No, has to do it willingly. Hoketzan. I mean, which one is it? Could you force a person to bring a carbon oil? Or does the person have to have ratzin? Does he have to want to bring the carbon oil? Says the Gemara, Koifanoitzayachiyamiroitzani. We force him until he says roitzani. But once he says roitzani at that point, then already it's going to be lertzani. So on the one hand, Yakrivoisoi balkarchai, but at the same time, it has to be lertzani. He has to say roitzani. If he doesn't say roitzani, so then already it's not going to be okay. But what do you see from here? You see that if you force a person to do something, at the end of the day, say he's ketan. So just like when it comes to someone that's chayv a carbon, there's an idea of melamit shekoyfenoisoy atchiyoy meroitzani. So too argues the Gemara, it would make sense that toyu v'zavin zvinei zvini. This person doesn't really want to bring the carbon, but you forced him, you explained it to him in a certain oifen, and as a result, he got the memo, and no problem, he's going to bring the carbon. Okay, so you see, there's such an idea that through swinging a person, he can come to a gemira stas. So too, toyu v'zavin, even though this person doesn't really want to sell, but if he was forced into it, then enochinami, the mechira, would be a good mechira. But the Gemara says, v'dolma shani hasam, de nichalei de tahavalei kapar. It's not a good sushta. Because it could be over there, the person, through the forcing, will come to a place of gemira stas, because what's at stake? Kapara. He wants to bring this carbon so he can get kapara. And even though he's putting up a fight, but at the same time, once he comes around and he says, Roitzani, there's a svar of nichalei de tahavalei kapara. But if somebody sells something, so he doesn't want to sell it, there's no real impetus to say that he had a gemira stas. So it could be over here, it's going to be different. So the mekar to Rafuna cannot be the parasha of kabbanis. Ella says the Gemara be safe. Maybe you learn it from the safe. It says v'chein ata oimer begitei nashim. You find the same exact idea when it comes to a get isha. Koifen oisei atchayoimer roitzani. So this is talking about a person where halacha says that he has to divorce his wife. He didn't want to divorce his wife. So bezin sometimes would go and they would be koifen oisei. They would force him to give a get. And the halacha is that if this baal is forced into giving a get, the get is a get. He didn't want to do it. And to give a get, fashteitzach, you have to have das. The teretz is an idea of tol yu v'zavin zvinei zvinis. It says the Gemara, l'churi, this braisa of v'chenat oime begitei noshem, koifa noise at shiemi reitzen, he let this be the makar to Rafuna Zalacha, that tol yu v'zavin zvinei zvinis. But the Gemara says, v'dum l'shani hasam, the mitzvah l'shmoye divrei chachamim. That's not a tzushtal either. Because again, although that person doesn't want to give the get, but at the same time, it's a mitzvah for him yet to give a get. So when he finally comes around and he says roitzani, so there's a svara, there's an umdina that says that he means it, because by him giving the get, he's being mekayim a mitzvah. Mitzvah l'shmoye divrei chachamim. As opposed to someone that just frivolously sells something, tol yu v'zavin could be over there, lav zvinei zvini. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna said such a big chiddush, tol yu v'zavin zvinei zvini. And the question is, what's the makar to Rav Huna? First, the Gemara said, I don't know, every time a person sells something, isn't he a tol yu v'zavin? So the Gemara says, yes, to a degree, but that's unza denafshe. And it could be there's a chiluk between unza denafshe versus unza de'achrini. And the Gemara said, maybe you know it from the parsha of karbonis. You see, you can force a person to be a carbon, even though it has to be l'rtzoyne. It says in Torah it has to be l'rtzoyne. But if you force him and then he finally acquiesces, it's considered l'rtzoyne. So too, if a person sells something, even though he didn't want to sell it, but if he finally acquiesces, it's going to be considered l'tzayne. But the Gemara says, maybe there, because of the svarim, nichalei the havalei kapara, even bal karcha, we assume that he was goy medas, as opposed to a regular mechir of a field. You don't have that svar. The Gemara says, maybe you know from gitei nashim, a man who doesn't want to divorce his wife, where you find, again, this idea of koifen oitzay, atchnyoy meroitzani, and over there, there's no kapara, right? There's no kapara from giving a get. The Gemara says, it's true, but you're doing a mitzvah. And because a mitzvah l'shmoy, divrei chachamim, maybe that's the impetus to say that if you come to it, even though it was bal karcha, the get's going to be a get. So, l'chura, we had three attempts to try to source Rav Huna. We've been unsuccessful. Says the Gemara, Eli, you have to say svarahu. It's a pasha to svara. Agav unse gomar umakna. At the end of the day, this person didn't want to sell this item, but he was forced into it. And he was forced, and he succumbed to the pressure, and he said, no problem, I'm going to sell it. When he says, no problem, I'm going to sell it, that's that's das. And that's enough das for this mechira to be a good mechira. And that's why I told you of Azam and Zvini Zvini. You don't have to learn it from every mechira. You don't have to learn it from karbonis. You don't have to learn it from mitzvah l'shmai divrei chacham in the parish of Gerushin. All you need in order for a sale to be an effective sale from the standpoint of the mechir is, you have to have a gemiras das. He had a gemiras das. Now it came agavunse, but who cares? At the end of the day, via the oynis, he came to a place where he has das to sell it. It's a poshet to svara. Poshet to svara that's really not so poshet that we will, as Hashem, get back to in the raid. But for now, says the Gemara, you want to know the makar to shitas rafuna, agav unse gamar umak. Says the Gemara, Oysev Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda asked a kasha from a mishnah. At the very end, the Masechet is Gittin, get hama'usa. So what's a get hama'usa? That's a get that was given where the Baal didn't really want to give the get, but he was forced to giving it. So the Mishnah says as follows, Be Yisrael, if a yid, like a bezdin, forced this Baal to give the get, kosher, the halach is the get's going to be a kosher get. Uba'ak impossible. If, however, it was arkois that forced this person to give a get, then it's not going to be okay. Stating that, uba'akum choyften oisoi, a yiddish bezdin is allowed to hire an akum, and they could hit him, va'oimrulai, and they could say, meaning the akum could hit the Baal and say, asay machi yisrael oimrulacho, do what the yiddin are saying. Meaning, as much as it's true that if the akum is the one that forces, it's not a get, also, meaning the get's not going to be a kosher get, that's only if the Akam are acting on their own. If the Akam are acting as agents of the kosher abez, then already it's going to be different. Either way, freit the Gemara Akasha. Vamai, I don't understand. Hosam nami, vir tu, nemo. We should say, agav, unse, gomar, umegaresh. Meaning, why is it, freit the Gemara, that in the event that it was a bezdin shel akum that forced this person to give the get. We say the get is a possible get. At the end of the day, this person said, Roitzani, at the end of the day, he agreed to give the get, right? So at the end of the day, he agreed to give the get. So why don't we say, Toyu v'zovin zvine zvine, agavunse, gomar umegarish. Meaning, bishloim, if there's no such rafuna of Toyu v'zovin zvine zvine, even though there's an idea of a get ma'usa, but that's only if yidden are forcing the person to give the get. Because then you have mitzvah l'shmaya devir chachamim. If akum are forcing to give the get, you don't have mitzvah l'shmaya devir chachamim, so the get's not going to be a kosher get. But if you're telling me that rafuna is girech, Toyu v'zovin zvine zvine, and has nothing to do with mitzvah l'shmaya devir chachamim, das alein, that you agreed to do something, even though you didn't want to do it l'chatchila. You were forced and pressured into doing it, but at the end of the day, you did agree to do it. So what's the difference if a kosher bezdin forced this person to give the get, or if a bezdin shalakum forced this person to give the get? At the end of the day, he agreed to give the get, and agav unse gomer umegarish, which is the svar of Rafuna. So the Gemara says, "Itmar lo, you know what the teretz is? Learn that sugya, because in that sugya, Amar Rameshashi, Rameshashi said, 'Var toyer afilu ba'akum nami kosher.' And ochinami, Rameshashi has said that really midai raisa, based on mishpatei atoyra, of course, even if an Bezdin shall akum would force this person to give the get would be a kosher get. Umat hamamru ba'akum pasul. So why then did the Mishnah say ba'akum pasul? It's for a zaitiger reason. Kadesh lo itehe kol achas v'achas v'ilechas v'toyla atzma b'yad akum umafkas atzma b'yad b'ilo. Because we're afraid that a woman's going to want to try to get out of a marriage. And you know what she's going to do? She's going to go to an akum and incentivize the akum. Rashbam is mashma al yedei niyuf, but al yedei momin, however it's going to happen. And basically figure out a way to get the Akum to beat up her husband, and he's going to say, right, son, he's not going to have a choice. And like this, she's going to be divorced. So to prevent something from like that from happening, Chazal went out and they said a chiddush that even though it's shum midai raisa, meikur adin, even ba'akum a get ma'usa should be kosher, it's not going to be kosher. But from the halach of get ma'usa ba'akum, there is no contradiction to Rafuna, because faket meikur adin, it's like Rafuna, there's a special reason why the halach over there is going to be different. The Gemara asks another kasha. Moisev Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna asked, look, ach mi sekrikun. So we talked about the sekrikun already in yesterday's daf. So who are the sekrikun? Just to chazer over, these were Roman officers that incredibly are discussed in the sugya of Kamsa bar Kamsa. But either way, these are Roman officers that were very, very dangerous, and they would go over to Yidden and they would make them an offer they couldn't refuse. They would basically say, either give me your property or we'll kill you. And Kamuvin, the Yidden used to give up their property. And there were different tkufis in Jewish history where the sekrikun had different levels of leeway depending on what favor the Jews had at the time by the Roman government, something that's discussed very much in that Gemara over there. But what we need is that there was a time where if somebody gave up his field to the Sikrikun, Sikrikun didn't pay, by the way, where if somebody gave up his field to the Sikrikun, it was Poshet that he was not Gomer Makni. He didn't have a Gmir Stas to give it to the Sikrikun. And as a result, the Sikrikun didn't own this property. If they didn't own it, they couldn't sell it. Now, they would try to sell it, but halachically, the Mechir wasn't a proper Mechir. And anyone that was buying from the Sikrikun knew that what he was buying, he had no right to buy. Because Sikrikun are basically prostagazal on him, and therefore, you're buying something from someone that doesn't own the thing that he's selling to you. So the Mishnah discusses what would be if the Lekeach says, you know what, I know if I buy from the Sikrikun, it's not a proper transaction. But let me go to the person who gave it to the Sikrikun. I'll give him a few dollars. Maybe like this, I'll be able to get it. So it says the Mishnah, lokach mi Sikrikun. If somebody purchased something from Sikrikun, the chazav lokach mi balabayis. And then he went to the balabayis and he bought it from him. Mekhoi batul. So the lokach is that the mekach is batul. It's not a proper mekach. Freit the gemara v'amai. Why is it not a proper mekach? Hosom nami nemo agav unsi gomeru makni. Why don't we say that when this person sells the balabayis, sells the property to the Sikrikun, or when he sells it to this yid now that's coming to buy it from him, even though this was not a transaction that he was interested in, but at the end of the day, so why is it so poshut that the transaction with the Sikrikun is not a proper transaction? We should say to the contrary. We should say, and being that it actually is, yes, a proper transaction. Says the Gemara, Ha'itmar Allah, the answer is, because in that sugya over there of the Sikrikun, the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav said, Lo yishanu eldo, amalei lechazek fikni. The only time it's true that if the person goes now to buy from the balabayas, the halacha is that the mechira is not going to be a good mechira. That's only if the balabayas told him, yeah, you want to make a kinyan, go make a kinyan. Aval b'shtar kana. But if there was a shtar, then already the kinyan is going to be a kinyan. Meaning it's not so poshut that lokach misakrikim v'chazav lokach mi balabayas mekhoi batal. Because it's only mekhoi batal if there was no shtar. If there was a shtar, then yeah. So you say, Meris, that this transaction is not then on arrival. And the reason the transaction is not then on arrival is gufa, because there's an idea of agavunzi gomer makni. It's only if there's no shtar, there's nothing there, and then we assume that the person didn't really mean to sell anything. But fakir, to the extent there's a shtar, then it's going to be good. But the Gemara says, Shmuel dama af b'shtar nami loikano mayakilameh. According to Shmuel, that says that even if there's a shtar and you bought it from the Sikrikun with a shtar, still it's not good. What then? Zok the Gemara, moy de Shmuel hechadayov zuzi. And this is a huge, huge, huge punchline in our sugya. Says the Gemara, it's true that Shmuel said that lokach mi Sikrikun v'chazav lokach mi balabayas, even the shtar mekhoi batal, but at the same time, moy de Shmuel hechadayov zuzi. So it's true, says the Gemara. If a person would buy a field from a Sikrikun, and then he would buy it again from the balabayas who gave it to the Sikrikun, and he would pay money for it, then the mechir would be a good mechir. There's nothing to talk about. Even according to Shmuel, that says that if there was money, everybody agrees. There's no question that the mechir would be a good mechir. When then is it that mekhoi batal if he didn't pay for it? If he didn't pay for it, then it mekhoi batal. But the point is, if you did pay for it, Mekhaikayim. And if that's the case, it's not a steer to Ravuna's halacha. Because what did Ravuna say? Tell you of his ovens vine is vini. If somebody's forced to sell something, then the mechira is a mechira. Why? Because agav unse gomar umakna. Ah, you see from the Sikrikun that if you go buy it from the person that gave it to the Sikrikun, being that we're assuming this whole thing is being done by Oynes, so it's not a good mechira. It's not true. If you buy it and you actually pay for it, then it is a good mechira. And the whole din of lokach misikrikun v'chazav lokach mibalabayis, which is mekhoi batal, is talking about heichad olo yoav zuzi. But if you are yoav zuzi, there's no question in the world. Everybody agrees. Sai Rav, Sai Shmuel, and that sugya, that at that point the mechira is going to be a good mechira. Now, if it's a good mechira when you give money for it, so why is it not a good mechira when you don't give money for it? And here's the punchline. Because even though Rav Huna said, and we know this really from yesterday's daf, that Tolyu v'zavin zvini zvini, that's only if he gets money for it in return. If, however, he doesn't get money for it in return, if somebody's forced to give somebody a matana, if somebody's forced to be moida that somebody really purchased his thing, but we didn't see money trade hands, then already it's worthless. The only time Tolyu v'zavin zvini zvini is if he got money for it in return. If, however, he didn't get money for it in return, then not. In the words of the Rashbam, Tolyu v'zavin zvini zvini, avo Tolyu v'yohiv, lo yihavi matana. So toyuv is zvini. If somebody's forced to sell, where he's getting money in exchange, yeah, zvini, zvini. But if somebody is forced to give somebody a matana, where by definition it's a gift, thus you're not getting anything in return, there the matana is not going to be a matana. In other words, the whole svara and the lumdus of understanding toyuv azav and zvini, zvini begins with the fact that although you were forced to sell something, but lemaisa you got something in return. And because you lemaisa got something in return, agav unse gomer makna. But if you're going to be forced to give somebody a gift where you're not getting anything in return, there's no svara of agav unse gomer makna. And balabatish karet, it makes perfect sense. It's a chiddush agav unse gomer makna, but the only time you say that is worth very least, I'm breaking even in this transaction. You have a field that's worth $10,000, you had no interest in selling it. Okay, so you sold it, but nice, you have $10,000. As opposed to you have a field that's worth $10,000, you're not interested in selling it, you were just forced to give it to somebody, you don't have $10,000. So the svar of agav unse gomer makna is true, where at the very least you're being made whole. But if you're not being made whole, over there already, it's going to be different. Now, this Kinesh that the Gemara just said in Rafuna, just to work through the Pshat Tava, that although Rafuna said, Talyuv is Avin Zvine Zvini, but Talyuv Yahiv Lo Yahavi Matana. So we just made a big deal about this. But really, we knew this. We knew this from yesterday's daf. That was Rafuna's Memra that Rav Nachman started with in the top of Mem Zayin Amadeis, when this sugya started. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna, Kulam Sheheviu Raya, Rayasin Raya, Mamidin Sada Biyodin. Gazlin Sheheviu Raya, Ein Rayasin Raya, Vein Mamidin Sada Biyodin. I freaked the Rashbam. Huna said this? Meaning, Rav Huna said this? Rav Huna holds Toyuv Azavin Zvine Zvini. So that's what the Rashbam said in Shtekel Torah. That Rav Huna says Toyuv Azavin Zvine Zvini, that's when you're getting money in return. But if you're not getting money in return, not. And Hachav Mayaskina, where this person has a raya that, yeah, there's a star and there's Edom that say Befaneinu Hoida. But there's no raya that money actually traded hands. Because if money traded hands, then Fakert, then Huna, Lushitase, to Rav Huna, Toyuv Azavin Zvine Zvini. But the point is this distinction that Rav Huna says is Allah of Talyuv Azavin Zvini Zvini only when there's money trading hands. But if the Edom didn't see money, and as far as they know, it's a Talyuv Yav, over there it's going to be different. That is really how the whole sugya started. That was the original memra that Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav Huna, that Gazlan Shehevi Raya, Ein Rayasei Raya, the Ein Mamidin Sada Biyadai. Now, if you recall, Rav Bibi argued in yesterday's daf. He said that, hear it from Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman said that the halacha of Gazlan Shehevi Raya, Ein Rayasei Raya, the Ein Mamidin Sada Biyadai is true, even if there was Matan Mars. In other words, he's chaylik with this whole idea of Toyu Vizavin Zvine Zvini, which is fine. But the Gemara here is going to ask on Rav Huna from what Rav Bibi says. Says the Gemara, the Rav Bibi, the Messiah B'Mish made the Rav Nachman. Karke Ein Loi, Mois Niesh Loi. Rav Bibi said that although it's true, just to chazer over what Rav Bibi said, that Gazan Shehevi Raya, Ein Rayos Nei Raya, Ve'em Amidin Sada B'Yadoi, but at the same time, if the Edom say that the Gazlan paid for it, so we're not going to let him keep the field, but at the same time, he's going to get his money back. Right? That's where it was muvur that Rav Bibi holds, according to Rav Nachman, that even if there was money that traded hands, still in Rayasir, right? Because you don't say Toyu of Azam Zvini Zvini. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, my Ikula Meimar, how does it stim with Rav Huna's memra? So the Gemara says, you're asking Akasha from Rav Bibi to Rav Huna, Rav Bibi memra, who memra to Rav Huna, Rav Bibi was saying over a memra, and Rav Huna doesn't hold of this memra. He's not meshuvah to this memra. And as a result, what we're left with is Rav Huna's halacha of Toyu of Azam Zvini Zvini with the not such subtle caveat, and that is the only time Toyu of Azavin is Vini is if it's a proper Mechira, where the Moicher got money for an exchange, then we say Agavunse Gomer Makna. If, however, he was forced to give it away without getting anything in exchange, it was what the Rashbam calls Toyu V'yoiv, then already Loi Havi Matana. Amar Rav, Rav said, Hilchasot, what's the halacha? Toyu V'zavin Zvine Zvini. We pass him like Rav Huna. Stating that, we have to read the fine print. For Loi Amar, the only time this is true is Ella Bisode Stam. This is true if the person was forced to sell a field. I mean, he wasn't told which field he has to sell. He was told that he has to sell a field. And then he went and he said, okay, you know what? I don't really want to sell any of my fields. But if you're forcing me, Abachnish Kambrera. So he goes and he just starts picking and choosing. Do I want to sell this field? Do I want to sell that field? And finally he said, this is my worst field. This is the one I like the least. And this is the one I'm going to end up selling. Over there, said Rava, the halacha is toyu of zamin zvini zvini, because on some level he had das. He picked and chose which one of the fields that he wants to sell. But if he wasn't given a choice which field to sell, and he was told this is the one you have to sell, then already it's considered a regular oynis. There's no agamunzi gamar amakna over there. Zvini is not going to be zvini. Continued, even if it's Sadazu, the only time it wouldn't be a Zvini is elderly Artsy Zuzi, if he didn't count the money. Aval Artsy Zuzi, but if he starts counting the money and he's smiling as he's counting it, right, that's already a whole different story. Over there, like, there Toyu of Azavin is going to be Zvini, Zvini. So number one, if it's Sadistam, then it's Zvini, Zvini, as opposed to Sadazu. But even if it's Sadazu, if he counts the money, then it's also going to be Zvini, Zvini. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Veloya Maron, meaning, even in the case where it was Sadazu, and even in the case where it was Loi Artsy Zuzi, this is when we're saying it would be Loi Havi Zvini Zvini. The only time it's Loi Havi Zvini Zvini is if there was no way out. But let's say there was a way out, and if he wanted, he could have finagled his way out of the situation, he just didn't go through the tircha of doing that, then, even if it was Sadazu, and even if he didn't count the money, we're going to say Toyu Vizavin Zvini Zvini. So we're very partial Toyu Vizavin Zvini Zvini. Usually it's Toyu Vizavin Zvini Zvini. There are times where it could be not Zvini, but it's not so easy to check off all those boxes where it's going to be not Zvini Zvini, says the Gemara. The Hilchasa, what's the halacha? So again, we started off the halacha is Toyu Vizavin Zvini Zvini, but then we had all the fine print, so the Gemara has to chazer over. So what is the halacha after hearing the fine print? The kulu, the have Zvini Zvini, in all cases it's Zvini Zvini, v'afilu b'sadazu. And even by sadazu, even though we just made a big deal b'sadazu, it's not Zvini. No, it's Zvini, Zvini, even b'sadazu. And the Gemara says, I'll tell you how I know that. The isha k'sadazu damyo, because an isha kedushin is like sadazu. V'omer ha-meimer, and ha-meimer said, Toyu v'kadish, kedushov kedushin. Ha-meimer said that this halacha ravuna of Toyu v'zavin Zvini Zvini is true even by kedushin. And Toyu v'kadish, if somebody forces a woman to marry a certain man, so the halacha is that the kedushin is going to be a kedushin. Now over there, it's sadazu, right? It's this ishus, and afilu hachi, you see the concept of toyu of azav. Now it's in the context of kedushin, but the point is that you see that the yisoid and the svar of agavunzi gamar makna is not only true where it's a sadistam and you went ahead and you picked and chose. Even if you're being forced to do this very, very specific and precise transaction, afilu hachi, you have this idea of toyu of azavin. So from the fact that amei mashtel tzu toyu of azavin to toyu of kaddish, and over there it's kisadazu damya, so you see al koponim that toyu of azavin zvini zvini is true even when it comes to sadazu. That's the Gemara, that although amei mar said toyu of kaddish kedush of kedushin mar bar avash, that when it comes to kedushin, it's definitely not going to be a kedushin, and the reason is who also shaloika hoygen lefichach asu imo shaloika hoygen vafkinu rabbanu lekedushin minay. Meaning, based on the lumdus of Rafuna of Toyu of Zavin Zvini Zvini, the same should be true by kedushin as well. Stating that if somebody forces a woman to marry him, clearly he's not behaving properly. Who also shaloika hoygen, and when a person act shaloika hoygen in the context of marriage, sometimes Chazal exercise an incredible right that they have, which is to be mafkia kedushin. So the Gemara says this would be a perfect place for Chazal to do that. Who also shaloika hoygen lefichah chasu ima shaloika hoygen vafkinu rabbanu lekedushin miday, and Chazal will mafkia the kedushin as if it never happened. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravino Ravashi, Ravino told Ravashi the rabbanon will be mafkia kedushin. Meaning, if it's a situation of toyu of a kaddish, the rabbanon are just going to be mafkia the kedushin. It's tenach the kaddish bekasma. That's good. If the kedushin happened ayde kesef, oh be kaddish bebi a mayikul meimar. But if kedushin happened ayde be a mayikul meimar. Now the Rashbam over here, like Rashi throughout Shas, brings two different mahalchim. What the Gemara's kash is, right? This Gemara is something that chazits itself over many, many times. If you look in the Maseres Hashas, k'subestav gimel yivam estav tzadik yivam estav kuf yud getin lamed gimel getin nayin gimel. Right. So this is a Gemara in many places, and Rashi always has these two mahalchim had on the stand of Gemara. Right, tenach the kaddish bekaspa, kaddish mebi amayikul meimer. One pshat Rashi says is that if the kedushin was done alayde kesef, so even though money traded hands, the rabbanon could be mafkir the kedushin, because the rabbanon could say hefker bezdin hefker, and even though he taka gave her a ring, no, he gave her a matana. meaning it looks like he did a ma'isa kedushin. It's not. Oh, bekadosh bebiya ma'yikilameimer. The ma'isa that was a biya. How are you going to reinterpret the biya? Another mahalach that Rashi brings. Rashi in Ksuvas Tav Gimel Amud Aleph says shamati mikol rabbeisai. Says I heard it from all my rebbes. Rashbam over here. This is Rashbam. It's not Rashi. The is the mefarish. But al kopanim that the chiluk between kesef and biya is that kedusha kesef is only midrabbanan. It's midivrei soifrim as opposed to kedusha biya is a deraisa. Rashi is matmi like the Rashbam is over here. What's the makar to isha niknas bekesef? Kicha Mista Efren. It might be a familiar Xerishava. But the point is, Xerishava is a din dairaisa. And if it's a din dairaisa, Snefashtetzach, they're both dairaisa. But either way, says the Gemara, that's good that Rabbanu came off Gia Kedushin in the event that the Kedushin happened by Kesef. But if it happened by Bia Mayukula Memer, Amalei, so he told him back. Again, Ravina asked this Kasha to Ravashi. So Ravashi responded, Shavyur Rabbanu Labilas Abilas Nos. Rabbanu are going to view this Bia as if it was a Bilas Nos. And it's in that vein that they will be mafkir the kedushin. So the bottom line is, we're going to stop here. Rav Huna's halacha, which permeated the entire daf, toyu v'zavin zvini zvini, stating that it's only if it's toyu v'zavin where he's getting something in return. If it's toyu v'yahiv, then already loy havi matana. Additionally, we saw a discussion at the end of the Gemara. How does this translate to the context of kedushin? On the one hand, what's the difference? But the Gemara says, no, there is a svara to say, who asu shaloi kahoygen? Lefichach, it's for that reason, asu imoy shaloi kahoygen v'afkin rabbanu l'kedusha mineh. Now, something that the Gemara doesn't discuss, but the Rishonim discuss, is what would be if somebody was forced not to sell something, but to buy something. So not toyu v'zavin, but rather toyu v'kni. What would be the halach over there? So that's a big discussion in the Rishonim. And that misses everything that we learned today is a big discussion in the Rishonim, and the Achroinim, and in the Rosh Shivas. And Beis Hashem, in the next few days, we'll try to delve into it a little bit more. But as it relates to tonight, just two ha'aris, just foundational ha'aris, and really, you say how you say this in terms of understanding, you know, a lot of the yeshivish sugyas. And really, as it relates to the first Ta'ara, it begins with a famous kasha from the Rashba. The Gemara in the Sechtes Kedushin, Daf Mem Tes on the days, discusses the halacha of Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. The Gemara tells a story. Ahu Gavra, there was a person, Dezavin Lenichse, Adaita Lemesak LeEretz Yisrael. He sold all his Nechasim. And the reason he sold all his Nechasim was because he was making Aliyah, he was going to Eretz Yisrael. And as a result, he didn't need Nechasim and Chutz La'aretz. He'll go there to Israel and he's going to start from scratch. So he decides he's going to sell all his Nechasim. He has a buyer, sits down at a closing table, and he did everything but tell the buyer that the reason he's selling his Nechasim is because he plans on going to Eretz Israel. No. In the meantime, something happened. An oinus happened, and he couldn't go to Eretz Israel. So he went back to the buyer and he told him, listen, I know I sold you all my nechasim. I did so, adaita lemesek l'Eretz Yisrael. Now, I didn't tell you about it, but I'm telling you, that's what was going on in my mind. And as a result, my plans changed. I need a place to live. I need a donkey. I need a horse. I need all my inyanim. And as a result, I want to wind back my transaction. I'll give you back the money. Could you please give everything back to me? So the Gemara says, the Shaila was brought to Rav. And Amar Rava epically said, Hevi dvarim shebelev, dvarim shebelev einu dvar. This person never told the buyer. He didn't sit and stipulate and say that he was only selling his nechasim, adaita lemesnek le'eretz Yisrael. Now, he was thinking it, but it's very nice you were thinking it. Dvarim shebelev. And dvarim shebelev is einu dvar. In other words, if you would have expressed it verbally, he would have made a tenai. He would have said, I'm doing this adaita lemesek l'Eretz Yisrael. So then, Anachinami, if the plans change, you sold something ala tenai, now the tenai is on the sky, so you unwind the transaction. But he never said anything. And being that he never said anything, said, Rav, it's Tvarim Shabalev, Tvarim Shabalev, Einu Dvarim. So again, what's Tvarim Shabalev? When you think something that had you said it, it would have had an impact in Allah. But you didn't say it. You only thought it. It's Dvarim, cigarette, of a cigarette in hearts, and Dvarim Shebelev is Einu Dvarim. Says the Gemara, no, the Rava, how did Rava know this halacha of Dvarim Shebelev Einu Dvarim? Did he know from the following Mishnah? Yakriv Oysoi, Melamit Shekoyfen Oysoi, Yochel Baal Korchei Tamaloi Meritzoini, Hakei Tzad Koyfen Oysoi, Hachei Meritzoini. So if it sounds familiar, because this is Braisa that the Gemara brought in our daf. It says in the Torah that the carbon oil had to be brought l'rotz. And stating that, it says Yakrivosa. You can force a person that's chayv to bring a carbon oil to bring the carbon oil b'rotzen. It's an oxymoron. You can force a person to do something willingly. It doesn't even make sense. Says the Gemara, Koifenoisai, Achiyoy Maroitzani. Freak the Gemara, Vamai. How does this Koifenoisai, Achiyoy Maroitzani business work? Ha, Belibe loy nichale. He doesn't want to do it, right? He's kicking and screaming, I don't want to do it. Finally, he was forced into it. But it's pretty obvious that he doesn't want to do it. So if it's obvious that he doesn't want to do it, why does it work? Why is it considered l'ratzen? Zok t'gemar elola abishom damrin and dvarm shablei vein and dvarm. Isn't it because dvarm shablei vein and dvarm? Someone says, how did Rav know dvarm shablei vein and dvarm? Maybe he knew it from Yaakov Oysoi. Melamit shekoyfen oi sachiyem meroitzani. He doesn't want to do it. The teretz is, it's because it's dvarm shablei. Once he says roitzani, and once he does it, so fakert, now anything that he's thinking is really a dvarim shavalev. So you see from here, dvarim shavalev, and the one says, no, but dilma shani yosam, that not tzahadi, the nichalev kapara. It could be over there, it's not a dvarim shavalev. Over there, it's a non tzahadi that he for sure wants it. Meaning, dvarim shavalev is where we're not 100% sure what this person really wants. But if we know for sure that this person really wants to do this, it's not dvarim shabalev. Over here, there's an anan tzahadi, the nilcha b'kaparu. There it is. So let me say it. Maybe know from the safe. You can force a person to give a get where he's obligated to give the get. What do you mean? You force him and he said roitzani. At the end of the day, he doesn't want to give the get. So if he doesn't want to give the get, so who cares he said roitzani? But you know he doesn't want to. Other teretz is, the fact that you know he doesn't want to is dvarm shavalev, and dvarm shavalev in and dvarm. Maybe this is the raya. Mar says there's no raya, because it could be there, it's different. Mishum, the mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. Meaning that there's a mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim, fakir, we assume that he really does want to. But en chenami, if there was a real reason to think he doesn't want to, even if it's only dvarm shavalev, maybe dvarm shavalev would be dvarm. The Gemara continues until the Gemara comes up with its makar to dvarm shavalev in and dvarm. But we only need this part of the sugya. Take the Rashba. The Gemara is trying to find the source to Rava's din of Dvarim Shabalev Einon Dvarim. Said the Gemara, maybe the Makar is Yakrev Oysai, Malamit Shekoyfen Asachem Eroitzani. Or maybe the Makar is from the Get Moosa. You can force a person to give a get, and if he says Roitzani, the get is going to be a get. What's the Havamina that should be a Tzushtel to Dvarim Shabalev? It's because he's going to be forced to do one thing or say one thing when you know that's not really what he's thinking. Meaning, when this person is forced to bring the carbon, you know from the fact that he was forced to bring the carbon that he doesn't really want to bring the carbon. When this person is forced to give the get, you know from the fact that he was forced to give the get that he doesn't really want to give the get. So why is the carbon a carbon? Why is the get a get? The teretz is, must be, Zok the Gemara, because the fact that he doesn't want to do it is Dvarim Shabalev. And Dvarim Shabalev ain't on Dvarim. The Gemara is doichit. Gemara says there's no raya. But Be'etzim, the Gemara thinks here in Kedushin Daf Nun Amud Aleph, that from the sugyas of Koifen Oysach Yemer Roitzani, there's a raya that Dvarim Shabalev ain't on Dvarim. Because if Dvarim Shabalev is Dvarim, then the whole mitzius, the whole institution of Koifen Oysach Yemer Roitzani should be dead on arrival. Because you know he doesn't want it. What's the raya he doesn't want it? Because he had to be forced into it. If he wanted to do it, he would not have had to have been forced into it. So Zok the Gemara, does the raya as Dvarim Shabalev ain't on Dvarim? The Gemara is stoich, the Gemara has no raya. Fake the Rajba, I don't understand. The Gemara came out in Bava Basra Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. The Hilchisa Tol Yuv Zavin Zvini Zvini. And why is it Tol Yuv Zavin Zvini Zvini? Because we say Agav Unse Gomer Amakna. So what does it mean Agav Unse Gomer Amakna? Where a person's forced into doing something, we assume that he has the Gemira's Das to do what he's doing. It's not the pshat that, yeah, you forced me to do it, but I don't really want to do it. To the contrary. You forced me to do it, and I do want to do it. That's the whole yisoid of Avakav Unzi Gomer Amakna. Sefek the Rashba, I have a serious asugias. The Gemara Mesechtes Kedushin wanted to learn from Koifen Esachiyem Meroitzani. Dvarim Shabalev Einon Dvarim. For a zaitig reason, the Gemara said you can't learn it from there. But Be'etzim, from every Koifen Esachiyem Meroitzani, stell sich the frage, what happened to Dvarim Shabalev? And says the Gemara, maybe this is a raya that Dvarim Shabalev Einon Dvarim. The Rashba, no, this is not a problem with Dvarim Shabalev. Dvarim Shabalev is when the Dvarim Shabalev asoysa what it is you're saying. Over there, fakert, we assume that you're thinking everything that you're saying. Agav unsi gomer amakna. So fake the Rashba, bumbakasha. I don't understand How the Gemara here in Kedusha Nun Amud Aleph wanted to bring a raya dvarim shablev einan dvarim from Koyfen Oysa Shiyom Eroytzani? Didn't Rav Huna say Tol Yuv Azav and Zvini Zvini? And the svar of Rav Huna is Agav Unsi Gomerama. And the Rashi says to roots him to answer this kasha. But it's Yodua B'shem Reb Chaim Brisker. The Reb Chaim said a dovin nifla to answer this kasha. Reb Barchper brings it in the shiurim, and really a lot of the Talmidei Reb Chaim said over this chiddush. Mishmoy, and that is that normal when you learn our Gemara, Rav Huna said Tol Yuv Azav and Zvini Zvini. Tol Yuv V'Yohiv Lo Yhavi Matana. What's the difference? Tol Yuv Azav, you were forced to sell something. I didn't really want to sell it, but you're forcing me to sell it. No problem. I'm going to sell it to you. We assume Zvini Zvini. Agam Unsi Gamar Makta. But if you force somebody to give a matana, then for sure Lo Yhavi Matana. The difference, of course, is that when you force someone to sell something, at the very least, he's getting something in return. Being that he's getting something in return, you force someone to give him matana, he's not getting anything in return. So even if he says right, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we assume for sure that even though he gave the matana, he didn't really mean to give the matana. Meaning, when you force someone to sell something, we assume, yeah, your das was to sell it. When you force someone to give someone a matana, so then we assume your das was not to give a matana. Said Reb Chaim, is it so poshet? I mean, let's be honest. Let's talk about this super balabatish. Tol Yuv Azavin, Agav Unsi Gomer Amatan. You're so sure? You don't hear another tzad? It can't be that the person really doesn't want to do it, but like, what was he supposed to do? Meaning, there's a sugya over here. Just because you did it doesn't mean you have the Gemira Stas, right? What's the raya? First of all, because Rav Huna's halacha is not something that everybody agrees with. Rabbi Mishmeid Rav Nachman didn't hold like Rav Huna. Tol Yuv V'Yohiv, just because he gave it doesn't mean you have Gemira Stas. Just because you do it, and just because you say that you want to do it, doesn't really mean you have Gemira Stas. I was like, Anudanim, do you have a Gemira Stas? You not have a Gemira Stas. So the Gemara says, Tol Yuv V'Zavim, being that you're getting money, Agav Unsi Gomer Amakni. Efshenisht. Maybe you really weren't Gomer Amakni. Said Reb Chaim and Achinami. I'm asking. You can't tell me for sure that you were Gomer Amakni. But being that it's possible that you were Gomer Amakni, so now already it's a Shaila, if yeah, if not, being that you sold it, and being that you said Roitzani, let's say, so at this point, if you want to say that you were like Gomer Amakni, it's going to be Dvarim Shebelev, and Dvarim Shebelev ain't on Dvarim. As opposed to, if you're forced to give somebody a matana, here we know for sure you don't want to give the matana. It's what's known as an umdin of the muchach, and everyone that ever learned in yeshiva knows that even though dvarim shabalev ain't dvarim, but with an umdin of the muchach, what it is you're thinking, then avad dvarim shabalev havi dvarim. So said Reb Chaim, you want to know pshat and tell you of azav and zvini zvini? It's not because we know for sure that you were gomer amakni. We don't know for sure that you were gomer amakni. Oh, but it can zayin you were gomer amakni, because it's zicher ishtar kitzad. You're getting something in return, and it could be you were gomer amakni. Being that it could be you were gomer amakni, and you sold it, and you said right, Sani. So now already, if you want to argue and you want to taina that I really wasn't Gomer Amakni, now it's going to be Dvarim Shabalev, and Dvarim Shabalev, and Dvarim. As opposed to Tol Yuv V'Yoev, where you vaday didn't mean to give the matana to Numa the Muchach, it's not a Dvarim Shabalev. So said Reb Chaim, the Gemara Kedushin can't steer it to the Gemara Cheskes Abatim. Faker, the Gemara Kedushin complements the Gemara Cheskes Abatim. You need the two Gemaras Sezamen in order to understand that was Sugi, what's going on over here. When you learn Cheskes Abatim, you think, oh, Tol Yuv Azav and Zvine, for sure you had a mind to sell it. It's not for sure, and let's be honest, it's not for sure. It's for sure when you're forced to give a matana, you aren't Gomer Amakni, but it's not for sure when you're forced to sell that you had a mind to sell it. It's possible, yeah, it's possible not. So, okay, so if that's the case, let's ask him. Let's find out. So why are we saying Tol Yuv Azav and Zvini Zvini? The teretz is because if not, it's going to be Dvarim Shabalev, because now those Dvarim are being soisa your actions, because your actions were yet to sell it. So you're no different than the guy that sold all his Nechasim Adai to Lamesa Klaritz Yisrael, and he didn't speak out Mefurish that he was going to Eretz Yisrael. If he comes back later and he says, you know, that's what I was thinking, I'm sorry, Dvarim Shabalev ain't Dvarim. You sold it. Now you're telling me you were thinking something else. You can't think connected what it is you did. So to the extent that Tol Yuv Azav and Zvini, Because there is a tzad of Gemara Makni. If you want a taina, you will like Gemara Makni. Now it's going to be a dvar mishavaleis, and that's gufo why Toyu of Azavin Zvini Zvini. So again, in our Gemara, it's mavur Toyu of Azavin Zvini Zvini, agavun to Gemara Makni. From the Gemara Kedushin, it sounds like it has something to do with dvar mishavaleis and dvar. The Rashba's Kasha, Zoktab Chaim, they're both true. Agavun to Gemara Makni doesn't mean for sure. Agavun to Gemara Makni means maybe. Okay, so if it's maybe, so ask him, the teretz is because it's going to be dvar mishavaleis and dvar mishavaleis and dvar, which is exactly what the Gemara said in Masechtas Kedushin. It's a little bit of a hard Reb Chaim, but it goes to the core of understanding what's going on over here. The Yisoid of Agav Unzi Gomer Makni is not that we know for sure it was Agav Unzi Gomer Makni. What it means is that it could be that it was Gomer Makni, but being that it could be it was Gomer Makni, and it's not for sure that he wasn't Gomer Makni, so now if you're going to say that you were like Gomer Makni, it's Dvarim Shavalev, and Dvarim Shavalev ain't a Dvarim. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura is that it's Yodua. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin in Perek Beis Halacha Chaf. The Rambam is discussing this halacha of somebody that was forced to give a get. He doesn't want to give a get. We're koifin oisat sheyemer oitzani. And the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Chaf says as follows. He says if somebody's forced to give a get, he doesn't want to, but it was koifin oisat sheyemer oitzani. So the get's a good get. Fake the Rambam. V'lomalei batel getze. I don't understand. Why is this get not batel? Sharehu onus. He's being forced to give it. Bein biyad goyim, bein biyad Yisrael, whether Yid's forcing him or Goy's forcing him. At the end of the day, he's being forced into doing it. So if he's being forced into giving this get, so why is the get a good get? The get's being given by onus. Says the Rambam, she'ein oimrim onus. The only time we invoke the din of onus, elo lemishen nilchatz, v'nidchak lasis dover, she'einim echoy menatayr lasoysa. The only time we say onus is if a person's forced to do something that he's not obligated to do. Kugoyin. Misha Hukka, if somebody was hit, Achem Machar, until he sold something, Oinasan, or he gave something as a gift. Ava Misha Takva Yitzhari Hara, Levatal Mitzvah. But if somebody was overcome by his Yitzhara, Tanim Levatal Mitzvah, oh, Ilasnis Aveira, or somebody was overcome by his Yitzhara to do an Aveira, for Hukka, and he was hit. Until he came around and he did the thing that he didn't want to do but that he's obligated to do, or he didn't do the Avera that he was holding by doing. Meaning if somebody was holding by doing an Avera, somebody is holding by not doing a mitzvah, and then somebody forced him to do the mitzvah, or somebody forced him not to do the Avera, says the Rambam, even though he was forced to do the mitzvah, or he was forced to not do the aveira, we don't see him as an oinus. Elohu onas atzmei bedaitei hara. The way we deher it is that this person, before he was forced to do the right thing, was somehow being ma'anis himself to do the wrong thing. And when he did the right thing, now he's doing what his real das is, and now he's out of the state of oinus. Lefichach says the Rambam, Zeh she'inu roitza legarish. This person doesn't want to give a get. Me'achas shu roitza liyos miyisrael. Being that he wants to be a yid, roitza ulasis kol ha-mitzvahs. So we assume he wants to do all the mitzvahs. Ulesrachik min averis, and he wants to distance himself from all the averis. Ve'yitzrei hu shetokfoy. But when he's not doing the right thing, it's because his yitzahar is getting the better of him. Ve'kivan shehukat shetoshash yitzrei. But if this guy was hit until his yitzahar got shvach, v'amar roitzani, and he said roitzani, kvar girish lurtzoin. At that point, we assume he's doing what he really wants to do. This Rambam's very wordy. But in one line, what the Rambam says is that the reason when a person gives a get ba'oinus, it's not considered that the get was given ba'oinus. It's because, really, every yid's real rotzen, his tifa rotzen pnimi is to do the right thing. It's to do the rotzen Hashem. Now, sometimes people don't do the right thing. And sometimes people have machshavos ra'os to not do the right thing. But that's all together because they're in a matzav of oinus at that point. When you do an avera, you're mamish an oinus. What's being ma'anis you? It's a horror is being ma'anis you. But you want to know what the rotzen of a yid is? The rotzen of a yid is always to do the right thing. So if you have a person who doesn't want to give a get, and now he gets forced to give a get, when he gives the get, we don't see him as giving the get ba'oinus, we see him as giving the get b'rotzen. What do you mean? He didn't want it, and he was forced into it. No, when he didn't want it, he was in a matzav of oinus. When we were ma'anis him to give the get, what we were really doing was, we were removing the oinus of making him not want to give the get and reinstating his real tifa rotzen, which is to give the get. Anyways, this Rambam is one of the most famous Rambams ever. Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf, and Hilchos Gerushin. It's a little bit of a Musa Shmuz, and this is a Rambam that's quoted in halachic circles, it's quoted in Musa circles, that the Ratzon Pnimi of every single Yid really is to do the Ratzon Hashem, and even though sometimes it doesn't look like he's behaving that way, that's because Yitzrei Tokfai, and really, his Yetzirah is being ma'anis him to do the wrong thing. But when a Yid does the right thing, even if he was forced into doing the right thing, we deher it, not as if he's doing it ba'onis, as if he's doing it beratzen. Now, as it relates to the Agadata and the Musar and the Machshava that comes out of this Rambam, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Tonight, we're going to talk about the Halacha and one lumdus that comes out of this Rambam. Again, we're not learning an easy sugyo. But as we mentioned yesterday already, this sugya of Toyu of Azav and Zvini Zvini touches on major foundational lumdus. And one of those big shtiklach come from this Rambam right here. Because the emes is like this. Kana ben Shoyl. There's a very, very stark akasha you have to ask on this Rambam. I mean, it jumps. It's boilet. The Rambam brings the halacha that if somebody's forced to giving a get, the get's a good get. Fake the Rambam, I don't understand. For lomalei batel get zeh. He's an onus. If he's an onus, how could the get be a good get? Zok the Rambam, a shtickle Torah for the ages, to be miyash of this kasha. Shaloi kedarka, mamish in the middle of Hilchus Gerushin. Right, the Rambam always ends all his halachas with a musa shmuz. Ki yadua. But that's at the end. Perik beis halacha chav for the Rambam to varfarayin a musa shmuz is very much out of character. But the Rambam's saying it to answer a kasha that's bothering him. I don't understand how you can give a get ba'onis. At the end of the day, you have to have das, you have to want to give the get. And this person didn't want to. And if he didn't want to, how could the get be a good get? So the Rambam, no, his rotzen is to do the right thing, and being that his rotzen is to do the right thing, and the right thing is to give the get, it's for that reason the get's going to be a kosher get. But what's the kasha? The kasha is the Rambam paskins like Rav Huna, Toyu of Ezov and Zvine Zvini. The Gemara said, Hilchus, it's not negotiable. We paskin Toyu of Ezov and Zvine Zvini. And what's the svar of Toyu of Ezov and Zvine Zvini? Agav unse gomer amakna. And that's true by Mekach HaMemker. Without mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim, without the Rambam's epic shtickle Torah. So if that's the case, all the achroinim mutcha, what was bothering the Rambam here in Hilchus Gerushin, that the Rambam felt that he asked the kasha of a lomalei batel getzeh, and he had to say a whole lumdus to try to answer that question. It's poshet. The reason the get works is because of Rav Huna's din. Agav unzi gamra makna. And being that agav unzi gamra makna, so it's for that reason that it works. It's a plia atzuma. It's a incredibly shver Rambam. The Rambam shtickle Torah is fire, but at the end of the day, was aren't the Rambam? If Toyu v'zoven is vini zvini, so this is your regular Toyu v'zoven is vini zvini. Now it's kedai to speak out just in case you didn't see Tosfos and the Rashbam, but you'll ask me that maybe it's different because maybe a get is not really Toyu v'zoven, right? We made a big deal that Toyu v'zoven zvini zvini, but Toyu v'yoyev not. So the Rashbam and Tosfos already are meichich from the Gemara that get is considered the equivalent thereof to Toyu v'zoven. The question is why? The Rashbam says because at the end of the day, if you're divorcing someone that you're supposed to divorce, so you probably don't have such a good shalom bayis, so you are getting something in return by giving the get. The Rashbam Tosfos brings from the Riyah, different mahalach, but that's not the teretz because it's mavur in the sugyo that giving a get is Toyu v'zoven. It's not Toyu v'yav. So again, vos arto the Rambam, and why did the Rambam need a shtickle Torah? And the emesis is another kasha. The lashon of the Gemara is, as it relates to a get, the chen atam oimer begitei noshin koifen oisai at sheyoimer roitzani. The Gemara said the same thing with regards to someone that was forced to bring a carbon that he didn't want to bring. Yakriv oisai melamit shekoifen oisai yochab al karchai tamaloimer roitzani hakeitzad koifen oisai at sheyoimer roitzani. The Gemara says that it's not enough that the person agrees to move forward, right? He also has to say roitzani. The Rashbam, in a few places in our sugya, says that the same is true for every Toyu of Ezovin. Toyu of Ezovin Zvini Zvini, but only if the Moicha says Roitzani. If the Moicha doesn't say Roitzani, there's no Toyu of Ezovin Zvini Zvini. Meaning, part and parcel of Rav Huna's Chiddush is that the guy has to say Roitzani. And if he doesn't say Roitzani, it doesn't work. Stating that, the Rambam in Hilchus Mechira, when he brings Rav Huna's Halach of Toyu of Ezovin Zvini Zvini, he doesn't say that the Moicha has to say Roitzani. In Hilchus Gerushin, when the Rambam brings the halacha, he says mefurish that makin oisai ad sheyoy meroitzani v'yichtav aget v'uget kasha. But he has to say roitzani. So the achroinim asks that why is it that the Rambam brings this tanai of roitzani, which is really mefurish in our sugya in Hilchus Gerushin, but not like the Rashbam did not bring it in Hilchus Mekachim. So there are different mahalchim to be miyashiv this Rambam But the Ikar Mahalach in Yeshiva, and Reb Shach in Aviyezri, in Perek Dal, Loch Alef, Hilchasishas, says this, and Reb Nochum, Echdush Reb Nochum brings it from Meiri Vechomi, Hishver, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and Emes is, the Nesivis already says, it's a Simir Eshei, and Reb Jimmy Trofsky on the bottom of the Nesivis brings that it's already a Chuvin Chem de Shloima, so the Gedoyle Yisrael from Alu Deiris already had the same basic Mahalach to be Miyashiv, this Rambam. And it's really based on one other very short Rambam. And that is the Rambam right in the beginning of Hilchas Gerushin. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. So how does Hilchas Gerushin start? So we know Masechtas Gittin starts. And maybe get Mibdina Sayom, Tzorach Sheyoymar, Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtam. But that's not the way the Rambam starts Hilchas Gerushin. The Rambam starts like this. Eino isha miskareshes, elo biksav, sheyagiyelo, viksav zeh hu anikra get. How does a woman get divorced? By a ksav arriving by her. Viksav zeh hu anikra get. Says the Rambam. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Vasoru dvarim hein ikra agerishim en atoir ve'elohim. There are 10 tanoim that go into ikra agerishim, and the Rambam says, let me tell them to you. The first one is, shelo yigarish ha'ish ela bertzoinoi. That a man that gives a get has to give the get bertzoinoi. And then the Rambam lists the other 9. After the Rambam brings the 10, he brings the makoiris to all 10 of these tanoim. So the first tanoim is, shelo yigarish ha'ish ela bertzoinoi. Says the Rambam, uminayin shasoru dvarim elu men atoir. I know that these 10 things I'm in a Torah, Shenemar, referring to the first one, Shlo Yigarish, Ish Elabritzoinoi, because it says in the Pasuk, Vahoyo em loisinsachem be'enov, Vikosav lasefe krisos, Vinosam beyada, Vishilcham ibeisai. Says the Rambam, the Torah says a whole story when a man divorces his wife. Vahoyo em loisinsachem be'enov, what do you need this whole story for? Guy wants to give a get, you give a get. From there we learn that if the person wants to give a get, why? Because she's not then it's going to be a get. But if it wasn't a matziv of he didn't want to give the get, then already the get's not going to be a get. It's a freight of shach. And Freik Rab Nochem B'Shem Rab Chaim Shmulevitz, I understand this Rambam. It's mamish the first Rambam in Ilchus Gerushin, but it's a plea of this Rambam. The Rambam says that get only works if the man has rotzen to divorce his wife. Every transaction in the world only works if the person has rotzen to do it, right? A mechir is a mechir if you want to sell it. And a mekach is a mekach if you want to buy it. And a kedushin is a kedushin if you want to get married. And from the Ishan's perspective, if she wants to be miskadeshes. Every transaction in the world requires das, right? So, Dr. Rambam, when it comes to gerushin, there's 10 tonight. And the first tonight is like garish ish ela bertzoinai. Mitadrosha, vahayim loisim tzachem be'enav. So we learn from there, melame che'enem migarish ela bertzoinai. What's this halacha, and what do you see in this pasuk that you don't know from every other transaction in the world? Zogin the Rosh Hashivas. It's muchach from this Rambam. It's klar. It's the only way to understand the Rambam. Poshut pshat. It's muchach from this Rambam that the amount that you have to want to give a get is more than the amount you have to want to engage in a transaction. In order for a transaction to be a transaction, obviously you have to do the maisa, but in addition to that, you have to have das. And that's always the lashon that you find. Right? Chereshayt v'katan are not b'nei das. In our sugyo, you have to be goymer das. For gerushin, it's not enough you have to have das. You have to have rotzen. So what does this mean in English? Das means you know what you're doing. Rotzen means you want to do what it is you're doing. For a transaction to be a transaction, all you need is das. As long as I have das to do this thing, I have a yediya, I have knowledge of what it is I'm doing. I'm not drunk kishachrusay shalait, or I'm not in the middle of my sleep, or there's no umdin of the mukach that I just don't know what I'm doing. So then you fulfill this, the requirement, the prerequisite. You can check off the box that says, yeah, this person had das. You don't have to want to do it, but you have to have das to do it. You have to have knowledge. You have to have a yediya. You have to be cognizant of what it is you're doing, as opposed to being under the influence of something. But the point is, as long as you have das to do it, that satisfies the tenai of what you need in order to be able to effectuate a kinyan. As opposed to gerishin, it's not enough that you have das. You actually have to want to do it. And if you do it with das, but you didn't want to do that thing that you did with das, it's not going to be enough. And now you know that, not from the din das from Kol HaTorah Kula, that you know because it says in the parish of Gerushin, and from there we learn, Zogin the Rosh Hashivas, that's why, when it comes to the sugi of Tol Yuv Zovin, as much as Rav Huna said, Poshet, Svaruhu, Agavun Tzigomer Yamakna, that Svaruh, that flick, works in Hilchas Mekach HaMemker, because there all you need is Das. And Al Zen Nemar, Agavun Tzigomer Yamakna, we assume that Al Yedei Da'inus, you came to a place where you had a Gemira Sas. Prime said, it's not 100%, it's only maybe, but Al Zvarim Shevalev, you end up getting it, Peseder. But at the end of the day, Agavun Tzigomer Yamakna, Abav Tzikum Tzigomer, Gerishin, Hatiramam, Lishitosoi, what he said in Perak Aleph, Halach Aleph, and Halach Beis Ga'art. What do you mean, tell you, when it comes to Gerishin? Over there, it's not enough, you have Das. Over there, you have to have Rotzin. It's fake, the Ramam, I don't understand. You have Rotzin? The guy clearly doesn't want it. Now, did he have Das? Yes. He came through to a place of Agavun Tzigomer Omakni, but Zichah didn't have Rotzin. He did not want to do it. This is the last thing in the world he wanted. He was forced into it. They beat him to a pulp, and he said, right, Sonny, okay. So yeah, he had Das. Das, yeah, Agavun Tzigomer Omakni. So whatever Das requires, that much he had. Oh, but Rotzin, how could you say he had Rotzin? It's fake, the Rambam. What's going on over here, Iskereshin? And for the Rambam, you have to say, because deep down, the Rotzin of a Yid is always to do the right thing. I mean that deep down. The Rotzim of the Yid is always to do the right thing. That's why it's going to work. But the reason the Rambam needed a Shtikl Torah in Hilchis Gerushin, that he didn't speak out in Hilchis Mekach HaMemker, that really there's no mention of even in our Sugya, it's because the Rambam in Gerushin L'shitosoi has a higher standard, there's a higher threshold of how much Das, so to speak, you need in order for it to go into effect. For a regular Kinyan, all you need is Das. But for Gerushin, you have to have Rotzim. That's the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchis Gerushin. And that's why the Rambam says that when it comes to Gerish, and you have to say Roitzani. You don't have to say Roitzani by Mekach HaMemker. You know why? Because by Mekach HaMemker, you don't have to want it. We don't care if you want it. As long as you had Das to do it, that in and of itself is going to be enough. Oh, but that's come to Gerish, and over there you have to have Rotzin, and that's why the Rambam over here set a Shtikl Torah. I want to go one tefach tiefer, and that is like this. It's just Kedai, I think. And that is, you know, anytime a person does a transaction, right, you have to want the outcome of the transaction. You have to want it. The answer is no, right? You don't have to want the outcome of the transaction, just to bring out the point. Exhibit A for this is the sugya of Dvarim Shevalev. Right? Take a guy who, this person, he sold all his nechasim adaita l'meisnik l'eretz Yisrael. And afterwards, his plans change. He's not going to Eretz Yisrael. He comes to Rav and he tells Rav, you know, I only did it because I thought I was going to Eretz Yisrael. Now it turns out I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael. So what did Rav tell him? I have Dvarim Shevalev. And Dvarim Shevalev and Dvarim. Let me ask you a question. The Mechir is only Mechir if he had Das, right? He clearly only had Das to sell it if he was going to Eretz Yisrael. So now he's not going to Eretz Yisrael. So why is the Mechir a Mechir? Hey, posh the kasha. Here's your textbook case, literally. It's the Gemara's Moshel of Dvarim Shevalev. He sold all his Nechasim because in his head he was going to Eretz Yisrael. He only sold his Nechasim because he thought he was going to Eretz Yisrael. Now it turns out he's not going to Eretz Yisrael. Rav said, oh, I'm sorry if you would have said it. Great. But you didn't make a Tanai, and even though you thought it, it's Dvarim Shevalev, Dvarim Shevalev, and Dvarim. I don't understand. The Mechir is only Mechir if you have Das. That's Pasha. And he only had Das if he was going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So if there's no Das, there's no Mechira. So what's Rav saying, Dvarim Shevalev, and Dvarim Shevalev, and Dvarim means the Tanai that he made Beliba is Nishkai Tanai. Forget about it. Who cares about Tanoim? He Das. I'll ask you another question. A person makes a Tanai, and it's not a Tanai Kofel. Right? It's not Oiska Haltim and Mishpatei HaTanoim. So it's Pasha, the Tanai is not a Tanai. What do you mean? At the end of the day, he didn't have Das. He clearly only wants to sell this in the event that you're going to do that. So if you don't do that, then the Mechir shouldn't be a Mechir. So what's the Teretz? The Teretz says, Das means you know what you're doing. The fact that you only are interested in the outcome in the event that XYZ plays out, you don't have an opinion. Once you do this, that's it. You're now surrendering to the fate of this transaction. I don't care whether the outcome is totally in this and the outcome is totally in that. It's something that's irrelevant, and we don't really care what you were thinking. So when this person sold his nechasim, adaita l'meisak l'eretz Yisrael, did he have das to sell his nechasim? Yeah. Now, he only wanted the mechira to be a mechira if he's going to end up going to Eretz Yisrael. We don't care what he wants. His rotzen is neither here nor there. Now, this is true when it comes to Mekach HaMemker, and this is true for Gerishin also. If someone's Megarish and Isha, and he's thinking Dvarim Shevalev, Avad Dvarim Shevalev Einun Dvarim Hilchas Gerishin. Ah, you're going to ask me, the Rishivas are saying that when it comes to Gerishin, the Rambam says you have to have rotzen. And there, your rotzen was only for it to be a gag in the event that certain events were going to play themselves out. What's the teretz? The teretz is rotzen on the maisa versus rotzen on the outcome. And again, it's a nuance, but it's partially critical in terms of understanding all these different transactions. And that is, avada gevis, you never have to have rotzen on the outcome of a transaction. Whether you have rotzen or you don't have rotzen, that's neither here nor there. In order for a kinyan to go into an effect, you have to have das to do the maisa kinyan. And as long as you have das to do the maisa kinyan, whether you want the outcome in this scenario, that scenario, as long as you shtel through the maisa, now the maisa has a life of its own, and we don't really care what you want or you don't want. What would be mechadish is, Rosh Hashivah, Rav Shach, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, is that when it comes to gerishin, it's not enough that you have das to give the get, you have to want to give the get. But want what? Not the outcome, want the maisa. You have no control over the outcome. You control the maisa. The Torah dictates what the outcome is. That's the point. So ordinarily, when it comes to mekach hamemkar, it's das in the maisa. When it comes to gerishin, it's even rotzen in the maisa. As it relates to the outcome and the chalois, there, even in gerishin, you don't have to have rotzen for that. You just have to have rotzen for the maisa. But this is the big vart. The big vart is, and that's what emerges from this Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Chav and Hilchos Gerishin, that ordinarily, in order for a kinyan to be a kinyan, you have to have das. When it comes to gerushin, it's not enough das. You have to have rotzen as well. How do you know that? That's the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Sometimes from a pasuk volume like Simtzachem Beinov, that you actually have to want the get to be a get in order for the get to go into effect. That's why the Rambam says Tol Yuv Vizovin Zvine Zvine. You don't have to say rotzani, but by get you do have to say rotzani. Why do you have to say rotzani? Because we don't really know if you have rotzen or not. And rotzen's critical when it comes to gerushin. We don't care about your rotzen. Not on the chalois, not even on the maisa. You don't have to even want to do the maisa. If you had das to do the maisa, that's going to be enough. Oh, but by gerishin, you have to have rotzen on the maisa al kopanu. And that's why you have to say rotzeni, and that's why the Rambam wasn't just satisfied with what Rav Huna said, agav unsi gomer makna, when it comes to explaining gitte noshim. And the Rambam needed a shtekel Torah, and that's his vim toimar, and his v'yei shloimar with his whole musa shmuz, that deep down the rotzen of every yid is to do the right thing. Why did Rambam speak it out? Because the Rambam understood that Rav Huna addressed the das, but v'shitos, he said the Rambam, you have to have rotzen by gerishin. For that already, we don't have Rav Huna's words in the Gemara. And that's why the Rambam had to be Moisef Tishtekel Torah. Again, we're going to revisit this Rambam tomorrow. And tomorrow's braid will be a little bit lighter. It's pretty hard for it not to be lighter, but it will definitely be a little bit lighter. Torah from the Hilgich Sam Sofer and Meir Simcha. That's Hashem. We'll talk about that tomorrow.